Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Speak on that Diddy shit real quick. That shit, the rooster. Right.
Yeah,
like everything is coming together now. Like that's just crazy. This nigga really like he left his jits there to take the rap, get handcuffed while they there raiding his place. Like,
that's
comeback shit. But this is Diddy.
The chickens are coming home to roost.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's protocol because you know you can't have these kids. I mean, obviously, if they're raiding home, like. You gotta account for everyone in there. Like, you can't just have them going off to doing whatever.
I get that. But the fact that, like, we've been knowing that, like, they was gonna come for him, like, right. In this aspect. Like, I remember, I think it was Reggie Wright. He be always on all those damn,
That guy. Dude. Yeah.
They probably know who I'm talking about. He mentioned it, like, months ago.
I mean, Reggie Wright. Just like he mentioned, like, Reggie. One thing I will say is, because I always see these clips, I don't watch the full interviews, but I see these clips. Reggie kind of knows what he's talking about, because a lot of times, Reggie was the first one to say, like, Keithy's going to end up getting fucking arrested because he keeps running his mouth. He's running his mouth, and then he's like, oh, they already got a warrant out for him. And then a week later, they got him. I'm like when Reggie says something, I'm like, oh, okay, so he kind of knows what he's talking about. So if Reggie says it, I'm listening.
Yeah, like, and he been saying it, and he said it like King T said. He said it for Keefe D, and we all kind of knew, but it's more like he the first one to really come out and just be like, "Look, that's gonna happen." Like, and it happened, and he said there was other people. I think Gene and a few other people were saying like, "Yeah, they're eventually gonna get the Diddy," and people was like, "I think Napoleon, a few others," but like. I wouldn't be surprised if Diddy gets raided next. Like, his name just keeps coming up and the whole situation. So, and look what happened. Boom.
How long do y'all think till, you know, the super quote unquote pro black people are going to be like, free Diddy?
I mean,
fuck them niggas, though. Like, man, like, honestly, like, I'm sick of this shit. Like, bro, like, it's like, yeah, you could be pro black as fuck, but just remember, some niggas they really fucked up. Like, they really, like, and that's why we made the whole comparison to Diddy and Kelly. It's like one person's like a musical genius, another nigga is just a deviant in the music business.
I mean, again, like,
Diddy really ain't have no talent, no. Like, what the fuck, like, if you remove Diddy from a lot of these, from the music industry and his history, whatever he touched, what are we really missing?
I mean we're message board for them, niggas. We know what would have been with Diddy, you know. And when May said, I was murdered, if you didn't name me pretty, all that shit, we knew the vibe, you know.
Yeah, it's just, but that's just, like, what, he a marketing guru? No, he's an asshole that got money, like...
Right.
And I don't even think he's doing it for the, like, at least with the Turkish dude for boxing, at least it comes off like he's trying to do it for the better of the sport. There may be some flaws in the approach, but the intention is good behind it somewhat. Where Diddy is like, what the fuck is he really doing positive all these years in music? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I think his biggest fans will say that, like, that we should look at him like they look at him in the same eyes as like a new age Quincy Jones. That's how they look at him as. I don't know whether I agree with that or not.
Yes, nah, I disagree with that still, because it's like what the fuck? Like, Diddy don't make no music, he don't make beats, he don't fucking he come into the room and he hit two keys on the keyboard and says, take that. Oh, he does an ad lib and niggas is like scrambling. I put this ad lib in. Like,
I mean, it's Diddy, the only thing Puff really knows how to do
is fucking dance.
Is dance.
That was his talent. His fucking dancing.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing him and J-Lo had in common.
Yeah. 54-year-old man just dancing everywhere.
When I was young, I ain't gonna lie. Can't nobody hold me down? That's I mean, I know it was a Grandmaster Flash beat, but that's catchy as fuck.
dude, have bangers. I'm not afraid to admit I bought Diddy album. I bought the cassette, but I'm also old enough to remember them goddamn Biggie commercials. You know when he passed, and they was like, "Oh, he got 3 unreleased tracks." So I'm just like, "Damn, nigga, like Biggie, he up there. I gotta fucking hear this." And when I heard Victory, I was like, like this nigga snapped. Like, so remember cassettes were like, you know what Best Buy, this shit was like $7.49 or some shit. Like,
hell yeah,
little nigga in middle school, like I made it happen, but. But yeah, like even then, niggas bought that for the Twista collab, the goddamn Black Rob, Jay Z versus Biggie versus Lil. Like, no, I didn't get there. Like, okay, I'm gonna be blown away by Diddy's lyrical powers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as a kid, I used to fuck with "Been Around the World" heavy.
Oh yeah, that's a banger. Like, you think I'm gonna be mad at you for saying, like, come on, bro? Like, I'm from the Hammer era. Like, even Hammer has some bangers. Like, nigga, like, we hip hop.
Hold on. Let's be honest. I feel like we're old enough to where we shouldn't be ashamed that to say that Hammer had bangers. Like,
I never said that, and I'm the one who cares about bars the most, probably. But I give MC Hammer a response. Like, nigga, I say
I get it.
Like, I'm gonna just try to rewrite history.
It's not even that. It's like a lot of motherfuckers will say it, but like they'll say it in such a like begrudging way. It's like they held their hand down, their head down while they're saying it. It's like, yeah, Hammer had this and Hammer had that. No, motherfucker, like stop saying it like it's a bad
thing. Yeah, like he had a cartoon, bro. He was all over this place. When you got Michael Jackson in your videos and Nicky's just like saying like, yo, can he dances, like, yo, I want to see him and Michael Jackson have a dance off.
Yeah, I remember Michael Jackson and MC Hammer.
This was the level this nigga was at. Yeah, Don't say that now. Hammer
did say, and I believe Michael Jackson said, you know, I respect your dancing skills. That's Michael Jackson saying that. So I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, like who is Michael Jackson saying that till now? Like, you know, in the last, before he died, like, come on, like.
Yeah.
A rapper, too, not an R&B singing ass nigga, a fucking rapper. I remember the video with the whole with the glove coming up, like,
yeah. Right.
I mean I was a little young for the Hammer phase, but I'm sure for Pat and LB, I'm sure that shit was like, goddamn, this guy is so popular. I don't know. I'm just,
yeah, he was too legit to quit, bro. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, dude, you ain't do the Michael Jackson cameo, the whole
yeah.
That shit was like, nigga, it blew. That was like, that was up there with seeing the alien skull at the end of Predator 2 as a jit. It was like, what the fuck? Yo, this nigga's gonna be fighting aliens. Oh, fuck. Hammer and Jackson, Michael Jackson gonna be in a video, nigga. Yeah. Later on, instead, we got Crisscross and Jordan, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, he was before my time, but, like, people that I know, like, older, would talk about how, like, Hammer was everywhere. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without not seeing him. Like, he was going to be everywhere.
Depending on what you're listening to, because obviously NWA was still a thing and harder rap was. So I know, like, if you were like 15, 16 year old, then Hammer was probably a little bit corny to you by then. So I know people in that era that were like older that weren't fucking with Hammer all that much.
Of course, but yo, those are the same niggas who ain't really think Nelly was all that when the club era was popping.
Yeah, that's true.
The hoes were dancing, but I ain't be like, oh fuck, I got my Air Force Ones. Fuck that. Nigga, I got my goddamn Cell Toes Adidas on, nigga. I got my Reebok Classics on, nigga.
Yeah, but I mean, with MC Hammer, at least, I mean, it didn't stop me. I had the parachute pants. I did the typewriter. I did the variations of the Running Man, all that.
Yeah, the Running Man, nigga. Like, come on, like the typewriter.
Then of course, later on, of course, you find out that MC Hammer was legit gangster as fuck. Like, and there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that Redman story about how Hammer pressed him, I always just die laughing. I don't know why. It's just so funny to me because he thought Hammer was sweet. Pause. And then he found out that Hammer don't play.
Yeah. Funny things too. Hammer was a good, decent person, but you just, if you pissed him off, then you saw why they called him Hammer. Like, you know. Like,
yeah. Remember, what was the album he had called? Please Don't Hurt Him.
Please, like, Hammer Don't Hurt
Him. Yeah, Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him. Yeah, yeah.
Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Imagine a sweet nigga having an album like that. Like, nigga, that's what shit I would expect from DaBaby or something. Like.
Yeah, I mean, most people thought it was just like, oh, FK Hammer, like, he was out dancing. Like, no.
Please don't hurt him. Like.
No, that nigga was in a suit.
What was that when he was dancing, paws in the fucking G-string and shit by the pool?
Pumps in the bump. Yeah, that.
Well, funny things too, I still fuck with that song, but that video I didn't fuck with. That
video was crazy. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, bro?
Yeah, there was two videos for it. They had the clean video was the one that got played a lot. The other one, it was played, you know, at night.
I'm like, nigga, like, and it's like everybody's parents seen this shit because everybody knew who Hammer was. So when they see you, they come home in Rap City or MTV and they see, like, yeah, Pumps it. What the? Hold on, wait. Like, this Hammer?
Yeah. And I remember too, I was watching Arsenio Hall, and Arsenio Hall made a whole big fuss about it. I was like, obsessed much, Arsenio? Like, geez. Like, yeah, like, dude was out there acting a little sweet because he saw that video. I'm like, what the fuck is Arsenio on, bro?
Yeah, like, niggas ain't need to see MC Hammer popping in the swim trunks and, like, dogs and, like, I don't know,
yeah,
I remember thinking an interview with Daz on Death Row, and he was like, yeah, that nigga came over here, he wanted niggas to start calling him the General. Yo, we was gonna whoop his ass.
Yeah, which would have been a mistake, because keep in mind before, MC Hammer is probably one of the few dudes to come and go as he please in Death Row.
Yeah, that's true. And then, remember, he was a nigga, he was bringing the whole neighborhood on tour and shit. Like,
yeah. Like, you know, Suge, I would say, was the bully, because Suge knew who he can and can't punk. He didn't try any of that punking shit with MC Hammer. Like, when MC Hammer said, hey, look, I'm getting ready to go, I want to get off Death Row, Suge just let him go. He didn't press him to say he owed him an album or, you know, like, nah. He was like, okay, you know, like, we still boys. All right, peace. Like, yeah, like, yeah, MC Hammer was a different, and even, you know, just tie back to Puff. Puff said, if MC Hammer wanted to come back, Puff would be honored to actually do music with him. You know, and Puff doesn't really say that a whole lot about anybody.
I mean, that's the dancing idol, nigga.
Yeah.
I think it was, oh, man, but yeah, like, we'll see how this plays out. Like, I'm hearing the bad shit, like, Puff still in the country. I gotta confirm with Diddy's pilot. Unfortunately, he's not the one that's on our show, but, We'll see what's good. But yeah, like, that's all we had to say. Just to speak on that, because I know on Thursday we're not going to... unless some more news comes about.
Yeah, especially...
And who knows, because Thursday is Thursday, nigga.
Yeah, because they did raid that nigga's house, so I'm pretty sure they must have gotten a little something-something from both houses in Miami and in California. Like,
I mean, I don't know what they're looking for with that, with cocaine residue on dildos or whatever the fuck, or... Cassie,
I mean,
Six.
They took that nigga's laptops and shit like that. They're not looking for no drugs.
Them jokes were just like Vince Carter alley-oops. It was too. It was too much on the time. It was too easy. It was way too easy to make a nigga laugh on them. All those fucking those jokes.
Yeah, and then Meek Mill looking funny in the light. Like, all these niggas. Like, I know Gene Deal somewhere. Like, I told y'all, niggas. Oh, no,
where's Jaguar Wright? We need to hear about. We need to hear Jaguar Wright, a new interview from Jaguar Wright.
Jaguar Wright, yeah. And funny things too is that she's been low key right about a lot of different shit. But people,
yeah, she has been.
She's crazy.
Because it's remember, it's how you say it as much as what you say. Like,
and also the messenger, Jaguar Wright.
And the messenger, rap. Yeah. Like,
she gets it better.
Like, at first it came out like, yeah, I want to hear what Shorty's singing. But then, the longer you let her talk, you kind of find out, like, damn, this broad messy as fuck. You still want to listen, but it's like, you start looking at it like, she's just running her mouth. There's going to be some shit that's true, some shit that's not going to be true. Whereas niggas like Reggie and Gene Deal and shit, they've been kind of sticking to the script the whole time, and they not just... niggas is answering questions. They not just popping up saying, hey, man, fuck this nigga. He did this, that, da, da, da. Like, they just really doing interviews, and people, they've been saying the same shit. Like, motherfuckers ain't listening. So that's why it's a little different. But shout out to Jaguar Wright. He's still cool and everything. No beef or nothing. I'm just saying how I think how some people look at her reporting on that shit as opposed to other people.
Right.
Well, I think it's funny. Like, well, I think it's funny because some of those dudes, like the way they say it, it's almost like they're kind of like giving you a warning of like what's going to happen. Like, yo, if this dude doesn't like, you know, like, it basically went like fucking Reggie Wright went on camera. It's all like, dude, like, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what's gonna happen. Like,
it's true. Like, they literally were giving niggas warnings, but niggas are making it come off on some like, oh, I don't know why. Like Diddy does so many goddamn protectors, and people just like, oh, he's hating. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
Did y'all see Ness from what's his name? Ness from making the band. He was protecting Diddy.
Yeah, what he said.
I didn't see that.
He was just like, "I'm protecting Diddy, but you know, how do we know it's true? They all do it to black people, type of shit."
Yeah, and that's
man, I'm sick of this. All do it to black people.
Some of these dudes have fucking must have Stockholm syndrome. Like, yeah, bro, like, what is wrong with you?
This the same nigga. Is he still being choked out?
The Killer Cam Mace podcast, and Mace dropped the you know, they're doing the No Diddy shit now. Mace dropped the No Diddy.
See, that's the thing. Mace been honest about this shit. A lot of these niggas, they really just been like, oh no, like the one chick from Danity Kane been on point about it. I think Aubrey. But still, at the end of the day, niggas know he be on some scumbag shit. He try to clean up his image with the whole "I'm love now, brother love." No, the fuck you. Now you love dick, nigga. They ain't love shit about no fucking. You love degeneracy. You love deviancy. You love fucked up shit. You love getting your artists publishing and making sure them on some other shit like
nigga, don't eat or anything like that.
Yeah, like in the whole giving them the publishing bag, and then you listen to them, they're like, "Yeah, you ain't really making no money off of it no more." Yeah, like imagine niggas is keeping your publishing in the prime of your career, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then he want to give it back to you when it's only just making maybe $500 a month.
Right.
Like $500 a month is cool for like regular niggas, like even us. Like shit, I'll take an extra $500 a month.
I'm saying,
but God damn, knowing that that shit could have been like 2,000 or 5,000, 10,000 a month is like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, you know, it seemed like the writing's on the wall for that nigga career, so it is what it is. Like, ain't much to say. We'll have an update on this nigga if something pop off, like King Pat, right. Like what, like them niggas said. You know what I mean, like if something else happened by Thursday, then we'll, you know, we'll be right there. Like, yeah, hold on. So pause the music, my nigga. Hold on. So did you believe this nigga skydived into the Bermuda Triangle to get away from the feds? We'll be saying some off the wall shit, but yeah, that's, I guess, closing thoughts time now.
Yep, like I said, it's good to have all this boxing coming up because, you know, obviously last weekend was kind of dry with the boxing. You know, I didn't like to see Zepeda get knocked out by a body shot in a close fight, but. You know, just like, hey, I guess.
Oh, boys, about Dalton. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I guess, you know, Father Time.
Hold on. I don't know about all that. Honestly, that fight told me more about Cepeda than it did about Dalton, if we're being completely honest.
Okay, thank you, King P. I didn't want to handle that one myself because I'm like, dude, like, this is Cepeda I've been losing and looking bad for a minute now. Like, it ain't Pro Gray like the last nigga we giving credit for beating Zepeda?
Yeah, because he was beating him.
Because I'm like, what is the deal? Like, are we still? How many niggas we gonna keep giving credit to, dude? Like,
this is the last of the credit. There's like no more credit after this.
No, like, didn't Hitchens get credit? Like, the fuck? Like, nah, like, look, a regular nigga right now is the only person who could get credit for beating Zepeda. Like, if some nigga at a bar or Uber driver or a plumber or whoever the fuck gets into it with Zepeda and he knocks him out or knocks him down or wins the fight, he'll get credit. But you pro boxers, that's it. Like, y'all picking on this nigga. Like, come on. Like, I don't like a nigga who done had one of the best fights in boxing in the last 100 years. He's regulated to everybody just piling on him, getting credit for, like, come on, bro. What the fuck? Sorry, pilot. I'm just saying. King P is right on this. Like, jeez.
But like I said, you know, other than that, like I said, you know, it's just, you know, ringings, the squad, shout out to everyone. And, yeah, you know, like I said, you know, continue to watch our videos, share our lives, because, you know,
you know, we're very super close to meeting our goal. So yeah, you know, listen, like, comment, subscribe, and tell your friends we can all be friends. You know, that YouTube and our website, it's all there. You know, so share that and watch that, you know what I'm saying? Because they got that thing that you want and you need. So yeah, you need
to. Go on Thursday, nigga.
Yes, and then Thursday too, you know, have another playlist battle, you know what I'm saying? A rematch, me and Shuttleworth the God, you know what I'm saying? You know, it should be an entertaining one. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm taking this one back, nigga. I'm winning this one. Fuck you old ass niggas, stuck in the 90s, nigga. We winning this shit.
Yeah, so definitely tune in for that one. Yeah, because like I said, you know, it'll be entertaining as fuck.
Bring your ladies, bring the girlfriends, bring the roses, bring the Alizé, champagne, all that. We about to vibe 90s style with the R&B. So, you know, win or lose, it's going to be a good, great time. Another classic episode for the music. So y'all definitely got to check that out. Like, especially, we've been showing a lot of love with the R&B, with the soundtracks, the Brandy battle, Monica, all that shit. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, sir.
So yeah, my sister actually seen Monica in concert the other day at the Nicki Minaj show. She said Shorty was dressed up as Magneto with a cape. And but he said, yo, Shorty was singing like, she was like, yo, Jay, like this. She was singing everything from 95 to now. I'm like, fuck. Like yeah, like just one of them, everything. I'm like, oh shit, okay.
I mean, she's had a long career. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of niggas, they don't be performing shit from their first album if they've been in the game 20 years. Like, it's rare. Like,
that's true.
So, okay. Even with DMX, I remember, I think he did. I mean, DMX always going to do a few from the first album. Like, he has to. So, but that's DMX. Not everybody's on that level where, but yeah. And RBX, I mean.
But yeah, that's all I got to say. So yeah, Ring Gang, still the squad and whatnot. So LB, your final thoughts?
I'm gonna ask y'all, you know, just tune in Thursday. You're gonna have an epic battle. Make sure you follow us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere. We still update all that shit. Even IG with the stories. Not the post much so, but at least the stories. Gonna have more new content. On the way, more training clips. There's more fly shit. That's it, really. Just stay tuned. We in here. Friday night gonna be great. Gonna be good boxes. Saturday, all that shit. And Thursday night, we doing the playlist versus battle, R&B style 90s. So I know everybody loves the 90s for R&B. So I'm expecting niggas to be in here. So
word.
So be ready, like, you know what I mean? Y'all get the rose petals ready. We sexy with it. It's Ring Gang, nigga. Like, we killing this shit. So yeah, that's it for me, man. Gang, gang.
Word. Ayo, King P, your final thoughts?
I ain't got much to say. Good little weekend of boxing. Should be a better weekend this weekend. So, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I'll be looking forward to it. I'll be in Rhode Island supporting my boy Hitman, having his amateur fight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be attending boxing. So, you know what I'm saying? We support our boxing buddies. So, if need be. But, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's real shit, nigga. Support that motherfucker. Yeah, salute the Hitman shit.
Yeah, nah. I'm just saying. But,
pause
yeah,
on that. Nah, niggas is. Niggas is on some Diddy shit, bro. You spitting. You good.
No, we support our boxing friend. So, I'm with it. So, I'm a go, show, pull up to Rhode Island, support him, and then I'm getting out of there. I'll go get back home in time to watch these fights. So.
Yes, sir.
So, that's all I got to say about that. Ring Gang is the squad. So, you know, get ready for Thursday. Nice little, playlist battle. Should be fun. So, we out of here.
Absolutely. Pilot, your final thoughts before we get up out of here?
Not much. You got 4 or 5 cards to look for this weekend. So, you know, nothing completely outstanding, but a little bit for everybody, you know, from Wednesday and beyond. So, we'll be back on Thursday. Check us out at Ring and Radio, every platform imaginable. One love.
Word up, you know. So yeah, for myself, Pat Scorpio, the New England representer, for LB Shuttleworth, the God, the GOAT artist, for King P. Bodega P, and for Conscious Pilot, aka Not Diddy's, you know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So until next time, peace.
Girl, you know it's true.